The warning system uses sensors to detect the initial less destructive waves of an earthquake, so it doesn't give much advance notice, between a few seconds and a minute. But politicians argue that's enough for a doctor to stop a complicated surgery, a train driver to put on the brakes, or a family to move away from the windows. Oregon Congresswoman Susan Bonamici says it's still being developed.
This would allow this pilot project to be run by Oregon, California, and Washington universities. And this could really make a difference between life and death for people.
The U.S. Geological Survey needs about $16 million a year to build, operate, and maintain the new system. The president's budget for next year only includes $5 million. Christian Foden-Wenzel, OPB News.